Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 262. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
You are Huber Dad. Huber Dad and Twitter.
Or Daddy Ray.
That's right. But you don't, Daddy Ray. But you don't use Twitter anymore.
Well, you know what? Because I can't write nothing. You write two words, and it's like, okay, you used your space. Sorry. So if I'm on a Twitter, I want to be able to rant and rave about something, because that's usually what I want to Twitter about, and I can't ever put it all on there. So I'm just like, screw it.
So. You would rather do Facebook.
I guess so.
Okay. We get more responses on Facebook. So, yeah, me whenever I post something like key lime pie, I posted. How do you like my key lime pie?
Do you mean the key lime pie that I didn't get any of?
Nope, sorry.
He knows
it's delicious.
I love key lime pie. Key lime pie is like my favorite pie of all times.
Really?
Next to sweet potato pie.
Wait, this is key lime cheesecake. Well,
that's pie. Close enough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Even better.
So.
Yeah, so it's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, welcome everyone to episode 262.
The episode where Ray didn't get any key lime cheesecake.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But I had some today, but it's really good. Very, very high in calories. Okay, so we have a full show for all of you guys, and it's fun. We have some comments also. We have lots of stuff to talk about. Let's talk about something for the iPhone. Oh, wait a second. Before we go on, happy Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars Day. Come over to the dark side.
May the 4th be with you. Okay, that's a really bad joke. Okay. I got comments already about that telling me that it's a bad joke. May 4th. Yeah, today is May 4th. We're recording this. So sorry, guys, if you're listening and it's been propagated around Twitter already and Facebook, you know, the May 4th thing. May the 4th be with you. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, Star Wars. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about the iPhone. Let's talk about the iPhone application that you encountered that we've been using. Well, what you've been
I've
using.
I've been using. I don't think you've been on it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Because
no,
I don't ever see you on there.
No, I don't. Maybe some of our listeners use Grindr. Yeah. That's Grindr.
Well, it should be called iTrick. That's what it should.
Is it
iTrick?
That's what
it should be called.
Mm-hmm. Why? What do you say?
So just an iPhone hookup application. It tells you. I mean, if you have iPhones, and I don't know if it's. I want to think I saw it that you can use it that you can get it on other phones now, but I know it's on iPhone because you can go download it from the App Store because I have it, but. It's basically an application that you sign up. It's kind of like a chat site. And when you log in, it like pulls all these profiles up, and which I don't know why they got it like this, but it doesn't show all the ones that are online, right, consecutively. It spreads them all out, and you have to go flip through them and figure out which, you know, and it tells you which ones are online, but it doesn't line them up in order for you. So you have to keep flipping through them. But it gives you the distance of the person that they are far from you, which is kind of scary at times because it's not always accurate. Because I had one guy on there that said he was 40 feet away from me, which meant he was in my backyard. And I texted him because I talked to him before. I said, dude, are you in my backyard? He said, yeah, I'm your new stalker. So,
and then
sometimes it'll say like you're 3,000 miles away and the person's like right down the street. So I guess a couple bugs to work out there, but,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it basically detects people. If you have the application turned on, relocate.
Well, it'll say how far you are from that person. So if I was sitting here and I had it on and you were logged on, it would say I'm 30-something miles from you. Mm-hmm. And it showed that
it's like looped.
You can see my profile pic. And then you got a little brief description and then you can chat with me. The good thing about it is you can send pictures.
Okay.
So it's like, all right. And I have some nice little pictures sent to me, so I'm kind of happy about it.
Yeah, people from nearby. So it's basically like looped. It detects, uses the GPS on your cell phone.
Yeah, so when I tell somebody about it, you know, we were talking about Loop, and I said, what do you use Loop for? He said, that's like the iChat. I mean, that's like iTrick. And I'm like, no, Grindr is. And they're like, no, Loop is. And I hadn't been on Loop in like 6 months, I don't think.
I don't use
it. And they've upgraded, so you can like ping pong people and chat with them and do the same thing, almost kind of like Grindr. So I was like, okay.
But would you say Grindr is a little bit more sluttier?
I would say, well, it's all gay men. So
it's all gay men using it.
You know, that's a whole slut factor in itself. But I mean, it's more the younger crowd on there. There are a couple old fogies like me. But I get hit up pretty regularly and talk and chat. And I've got a couple people that I've met. You met my friend Jordan this weekend. He came down to the beer bust and hung out with us.
Yeah, it's a very, very nice guy. I chatted with him. He's a musician. He's an artist himself. And it's, you know, we spent about a half hour maybe just chatting and talking about music and stuff. And so how did you know Ray? Grindr. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. So, I didn't know Grindr would do that. Okay.
Yeah, it's always the guy. You know, the funny thing is, it's never the guy that says they're 2 miles away. It's always the ones that's 30 or more miles away that hit me up and want to chat with me.
Well, because they know where you are and they know when they're coming over to that city. And they
I got guys hitting me up from Port Arthur and they're like, oh, I don't ever come to Houston, but I just think you're hot. And I'm like, well, okay. I don't ever go to Port Arthur.
Okay. So, yeah, check it out in your app store, in the app store of your iPhones, if you have an iPhone. Maybe it will be available in June too. Maybe
the recommendations are that they fix it so it lines the people up. I would say the best thing would be show from distance from you, run it that way. And then the second thing that I would suggest is that they don't make it so all these profiles show up that are not online or hadn't been online at least for an hour. So,
or they should say last log in or something.
Well, they do say that it was like logged in 10 minutes ago, 9 hours ago. But you have to, you have to dig through all those to find the people that are logged in.
Oh, they have to be filled to be
filtered. It needs to be filtered properly, a little bit better. So, and I think I'm sure they're doing that, so it looks like there's more people on there that actually are. So,
Wow. Okay, so check it out, guys. Grindr on the iPhone. If you have an iPhone, check it out. Okay, moving on. How about some weekend updates that we did last week? We watched a couple of movies.
Had a little beer buzz.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the movie we saw Thursday. Okay, that's the first time I've had a midnight thing.
What, a movie at least?
Well, the movie. I don't usually do opening nights, but I guess this is an exception. Yeah, we got to see Wolverine. Mm-hmm. But before that, we saw Death Note. I think we talked about Death Note before. It's actually it's pretty much a spin-off of the two Death Notes that came out. I think whoever's acting in L is a big star right now because of Death Note.
Yeah.
So they made this third movie just for him, I think. And it's really good. It's not subtitled, but it's got dubbed in English.
It was voiced over.
It's like a kung fu movie. Yeah, so it was okay. I liked it. And after that evening, we watched Wolverine. Okay, what do you think of Wolverine?
I was in heaven. I don't care what the critics say. I loved it. Hugh Jackman has pumped his butt up to there is no, I mean, he's worked his butt off to get built up like he was. So, and all I could think all through the movie is like, God, could I just be sandwiched between Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds? I would be in heaven.
Hugh Jackman. But you know, there was those scenes when he would be standing in front of the, he's in the mountains, and he was just standing there. I felt like he's gonna burst out into song.
Yeah,
because he's like, you know, post like.
Well, I'm sure when they release the Blu-ray disc, there'll be all the stuff for him and all the other cast do that. So,
oh, I'm sure they're gonna have some number. But he is a very good singer too.
He's a very talented man. So
very talented man. You know,
for a gay, he's very talented. Oh, I mean, sorry. For a straight guy, he's very talented.
For a straight guy. He's straight. I think he's straight.
And he's pretty cool because, you know, you heard about him. He heard about all his fans in Phoenix, I think, camping out in front of a theater a day before the movie came out so they could get seats and everything and get tickets. And he bought the whole crowd breakfast. It was like $4,000 worth of breakfast that he bought them for all these people that were on. So I thought it was pretty cool.
He's the rich. He's really rich.
So. Well, now he is. He's a producer, so he's making tons of money off this.
Oh, yeah. And people are thinking that, what do you call this? When the movie was leaked out,
yeah,
that it would hurt the sales. It looked like it even boosted it. By the looks of it. So. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's Wolverine. If you guys get the chance, go geek out.
So X-Men Origins. You never filled us in on how you felt about the Blob.
The Blob. Yeah. He was hot when he was smaller. I think he was cuter, but when he was. You know, he's really the Blob now. Well, I guess that's how it is in the comic books too. But yeah, it's just interesting that he was the Blob even before. I thought he's the Blob because he's big, but he became the Blob. Yeah. Yeah. But then in the first part of the movie, he was not. He was not as big.
Yeah, he was like a big, beefy guy.
He's just a beefy guy. And yeah, he's pretty hot as a beefy guy like that. Mm-hmm. Right, what do you think?
He's a pretty interesting character. So, I mean, the funny thing, and our friend Storm went with us. Not Storm like Oro Monroe, but Storm, our buddy Storm.
We have a friend named Storm. How appropriate. We're talking about X-Men. Okay.
And
our friend Storm.
And since I got my entire comic book collection thrown out here on my living room floor, sorting through it and trying to get it all straightened out, I was telling Storm, I was like, yeah, but all my comics, they've changed the whole storyline since the early 1990s when I stopped reading comics. And, you know, because they were talking about is it Deadpool? Is that his name? Ryan Reynolds' character?
Yeah,
Deadpool. Mm-hmm. The hot Asian guy that was the assassin. He wasn't in any of the stuff that I grew up with. I mean, when I was, all the stuff I was reading, you know, Wolverine used to be a member of Alpha Flight and all this other stuff before he came to the X-Men and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and he had all these other girlfriends, and I'm trying to figure out how they're all tying this all together. I mean, I like the storyline, and I know comic books rewrite everything every 10 years, so.
Yeah.
But it's just different, but I liked it. I liked the way everything ended. I think I like Ryan Reynolds anyhow, so I wouldn't mind seeing a spinoff movie of him as Deadpool. Just, you know, it's on his own, because I think it's an interesting character they could do something with if they were a good writer. But you know, they introduced some other characters. Who's the Asian guy?
Asian? Oh, I don't know. He looks familiar though,
because he was pretty hot.
Really? Yes. The chaser in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, and the rest of the team, you know, I've always liked Liev Schreiber and some of the stuff he's done. And a couple people I heard talked about, they didn't like him as Sabretooth. And I said, well, he looked a lot better than the wrestler they had playing him in the first X-Men movie that was just like a big old retard.
Who is this again?
Did you see the first X-Men movie?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Remember Sabretooth was this big, he was some pro wrestler or something, big old, he acted like he was a big old dumb mentally retarded or something. Mm-hmm. Because it was kind of like the original Sabretooth that I grew up with is what he looked like. And they've kind of revamped it. Now that we find out that Sabretooth is really his brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, in this case, it is. And I didn't like that. I didn't know that. I didn't like that fact or whatever they're trying to do now. But it's really different from what I grew up with comic books with.
And it's also interesting, you know, because me and Storm got an argument over it because the Wolverine I knew was like 5'6", little fireplug, hairy dude.
He's supposed to be a short guy, probably 5'3", 5'4", something like that.
He's a fireplug. And
he should be as tall as I am.
And a ball of fur, because that's the way he's drawn in all the comic books I got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden he's like 6 foot, you know, all handsome. And, I mean, he's always been good looking, but they've changed. It's interesting to see how the last 20 years his character has changed.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the comic book, too.
From the comic book to what they've done with him now. I mean, even on the cartoons and stuff, they've made him a lot taller and different than what he was. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, Wolverine. That's, it's out now.
Go see it on the big giant screen at IMAX. It's incredible.
$80 million already on the first weekend, something like that. Wow. So go see it, guys, if you're into it. Okay, that's... move on. What is this about Orange County Choppers you were talking about right
here? Oh, you didn't get that email? A Bear's Life. Let me go find it real quick.
Yeah, Bear's Life magazine is auctioning off.
auctioning off
is that what it is?
Orange County chopper that is being built especially for Bears Life magazine for International Bear Rendezvous, whatever they call it. How do you say it?
Rendezvous.
I'm trying to find my email. I thought I'd marked it. Let me see here.
But it's a they're doing a raffle. I think it's about $100.
Each ticket is $100. And I emailed Jeffrey earlier today and asked him if he could give me any 411 on it. He said, I don't know anything on it. He said, we got it this month. He said, there's an issue with all the biker stuff in it. And that's all he could give me. I was like, you know what? For somebody that works here, you're just not helping me out any.
No, he doesn't. He writes for them, but
yeah.
Doesn't know the ins and outs, I think. As far as I know, yeah. So it's so where any links for that?
BearsLifeMag.com. I hate when that happens.
BearsLifeMag.com. They don't say it in their website, the front page. Oh yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Anyway,
Orange County Choppers. Here we go, right here. Steve Harris, publisher for Bears Life magazine, is proud to announce that Orange County Choppers of the Discovery Channel fame will be building a specialized bear chopper for the first annual Big Bear Adventure Weekend being held at Big Bear Lake, California, benefiting the Lazy Bear Fund, Gear American Heroes Foundation, and the Lambert House in Seattle, Washington. The chopper, which will be built in Newburgh, New York, will be custom made and signed by Paul Sr. and his two sons, Paul Jr. And Mikey. Steve O'Harris and Harry Litt of Castro Bear presents. I thought it was RBR, but it's Big Bear Lake. Big Bear Adventure. So that's okay. Interesting. I've never heard of that before. See?
No, me neither.
Maybe they need to call us and talk to us so we can talk about it. So
yeah.
They are. Yeah, so yeah. They're only cutting 800 tickets. Each ticket's worth $100. There's $100 to buy the ticket. Big Bear Weekend is a unique event, unlike any other, bringing men together from all over the world to take advantage of the activities and natural beauty of Big Bear Lake, California, with an expected attendance of over 2,000 attendees. Big Bear Adventure Weekend will prove to be an exciting weekend.
If you win it, wow.
So, yeah.
But I don't like motorcycles like that. Well,
I don't either, but the fact that Paul Jr. touched it is, you know.
He had his crotch on it,
he's
huh?
He's just hot. So,
yeah.
But I guess I'm trying to see if I can find the place to register.
You are going to get a ticket?
I don't have $100. Oh, they have a nice website, though. Look at all the hot bear men.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So, if all y'all can hear, that's the website for Big Bear Adventure.
Playing in the background. What's the website? What's the website?
www.bigbearadventureweekend.com.
Okay. Let's put the links in the
website. Wait a minute. He's not a bear. Okay, so there are chasers there. Sweet. Maybe we need to go check this out. Maybe do a special podcast from this. Maybe we need to talk to the boys at A Bear's Life.
Uh-huh. You can try. We can ask them. Okay, so what is it again?
Big Bears Adventure Weekend.com / orange_county_choppers /occ.html to register. To purchase a raffle ticket.
That's pretty deep.
Purchase a raffle ticket. Call 914-684-6936 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Taxes and fees may apply.
Mm-hmm.
You can only buy 10 tickets per person.
So that's 800 right there. Oh no, I can't afford it. That's too much.
Wow. But
anyway, so yeah, so we'll put the links on the website for that one. So,
So I just think that's interesting because, and I hope they record the show because I'd actually like to watch it where they're creating this bike and they'll be talking and have that crew talking about the bears.
Yeah, people are ogling on them and looking at them and trying to hug them. Maybe they're bear friendly. Who knows?
Maybe Paul Jr. is going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy with the long hair again? Which one is he?
Mikey. I think that's the brother. That's the younger brother. And then there's Paul Sr., which is the big older guy, and then Paul Jr. is like a younger version of him.
Yeah.
It's much more cuter.
Really. Anyway, okay. Let's move on. Okay. So yeah, we'll put the links on the website in that one. So this weekend is a big sci-fi weekend again.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm about to disintegrate over this.
Disintegrate. Dematerialize. Yeah, Star Trek. It's just Star Trek, right? That's just the name, right? Star Trek. Okay. Star Trek. So yeah, it's coming this weekend. I've seen the previews already. And yeah, you've seen all the previews.
Everyone too, right? I can get my hands on.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Are we going to watch it? We're going to watch it this Thursday, right?
We just got to figure out if we're going to go to the 10 o'clock show or the midnight show. It depends on if we want to watch big screen IMAX version or if we just want to watch regular version.
Whichever's easier, or because we have something to do that we have to do
Bear Watch meeting that night. The final Bear Watch meeting before Bear Watch happens. Bear Watch meeting. 2 weeks, folks. So, I don't know when the show's going out, but go register.
The show's going to go tonight.
I think registration for the $85 is open until tomorrow. I might be wrong.
$90 until.
Or $90 open until tomorrow. I might be wrong, but don't hold me to that. But I think it either switches tomorrow or tonight.
Oh, no.
So. Okay.
People are too late for some people. Okay, so yeah, check it out. We'll talk about it more on Bear Watch in a bit. So anyway, okay, so Star Trek this weekend, we're still planning to go. I'm looking forward to watch that. Okay, another TV show. How about a TV show that we talked about it briefly earlier?
Which one?
It's Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, it's the one before Heroes. If you guys watch Heroes, it's the one before Heroes.
Well, I didn't get. I haven't watched all of Chuck. I watched parts of it. I started watching it when it first came out, and it was like, okay, I got to cut back on the amount of TV I'm watching, so I quit watching Chuck. But the season finale was pretty good. I saw like the last 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, just a little background. If you guys haven't watched Chuck, it's a sci-fi film. It's about a guy, a nerd, who works for the Buy More, which is the equivalent of Best Buy, and instead of the Geek Squad, he's in the Nerd Herd. And Chuck is actually he's a geek guy. He's into computers and stuff. And somehow he was able to absorb the Intersect, which is actually a super computer thing that enters his mind, his brain, and he becomes the supercomputer. Somewhat that if he sees something. Like a symbol or somebody, a person he sees, he would flash, blink his eyes a bit, and see the background of that person. For example, if it's a person that a cashier, for example, or somebody delivering pizza, and then he sees the face of the person, he flashes and he says he's not really a pizza man. He actually works for a terrorist group and stuff like that. So. And gets the background, and he works with the CIA, and that's where this story goes along. And in the end, the season finale, he got the Intersect out. We're gonna spoil it for you guys, so I don't know if you guys are gonna watch it anyway.
No,
he got the Intersect. No spoilers.
Well, no, if I remember, he didn't get the Intersect out because he destroyed the other Intersect.
Yeah, he did get the Intersect out of his brain in the previous episodes. And then in the season finale, he reinstalled a new one.
So that's why he could kick his brain.
Yes. Okay. This time it was an upgrade. He could actually, it's like the Matrix. Yeah.
He uploaded.
He actually learned how to fight. He actually learned Kung Fu. So it's like the Matrix, you know. Whoa.
Cool.
I know Kung Fu. Something like that. So we spoiled it for you guys. Sorry. Anyway, so go watch it. Go watch after spoiling it. I was gonna mind anyway.
Are you coming to Bear Watch?
Bring your booty to Galveston, Texas, May 15th to the 17th for a good time.
We'll be serving you breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and a brunch on Sunday, you mangy scallywags.
Friday nightfall, we'll be docking in Port Galveston to get our groove on. Saturday, we'll be pillaging the beaches for a bit more booty.
That nightfall, we'll have the notorious Bear Watch pool party. with our very own seafoam pit loaded with a booty to plunder and a bottle of rum.
Go to www.bearwatch.net. That's www.bearwatch.net to register.
And you might even come across what's in Davy Jones' locker, or at least try a sling out.
Okay, so we have another iPhone that Ray. Okay, Ray, what do you have?
I just got a notification other than that Skype come out for iPhone.
Yeah, it's been around for some time.
Oh, for iPhone?
But yeah, for the iPhone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just got this big advertisement for it the other day, and I was like, and I was going to ask any of our listeners if they use it and how good does it work.
Yeah. Okay, to tell you frankly, I use it a lot. I use it a lot for chatting because, but not only chatting, but also to call the Philippines. I call my folks in the Philippines. So what I do is because I have a Skype out account, so I call them first, spend about 30 cents maybe, call the landline saying, hey, go online now. Okay. And then later on they go online and then we talk Skype for free.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, it's very helpful if you call anyone out of the country or overseas, or if you have a Skype account, you can use your iPhone.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to leave the chair. I don't have to leave my bed. So because before, and I have to go upstairs, I have to go to the computer and go online and fire up Skype and call my folks.
Yeah, God forbid you have to cut your porn off or go upstairs.
Yeah, that's right. I take it offline first because I don't want them to hear it. Yeah,
now so Skype. You have to just mute it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Skype for iPhone. We don't forget about that. Okay. What else? Okay, some comments. We have some comments.
From Anthony.
Okay. From Anthony.
Anthony.
Okay. Do you have it there?
I got it. Let me switch over to it. Anthony P.
Hi, Anthony. Anthony from Chicago. Yep. Yes. Okay.
And Anthony.
Go ahead.
I assume that you are an actor.
He's an actor?
That's what I'm thinking.
Really?
If he's the same Anthony that made friends in my MySpace profile, I think he is. It looked like he was because he's always talking about shows and stuff. So he has something to do with theater. I glanced at it quickly at work. I didn't have a chance to go back and look at it, but I was like, oh, okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay. he has a comment for us.
Okay.
Oh,
go ahead. Do you have it there?
Hey, Nard. Notice he leaves out Ray. Hey, Nard. Anthony from Chicago here. As always, on the podcast, you and Ray are great. I was wondering.
See, yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. I was wondering what two of you thought of seeing Caprica. It looks interesting, though. I've never seen an episode of Battlestar. Do you think I will be lost, or should I start with Battlestar and then move to the new series? Can't wait to hear back from you, AP. Okay. Anthony. I have yet to see Caprica. I did not even know they had broadcast it. But I did notice that now you can buy it at Best Buy.
Caprica's available.
Yes,
now,
available.
Right?
I don't remember them even showing it on TV.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought there was going to be like a big, one of their summer things, summer movies or something. But I guess we totally missed it. But personally, no, I don't think that you need to see Battlestar Galactica to see Caprica because they are two independently things, and Caprica actually happens before Battlestar Galactica. So
okay, but I think won't it have some kind of background, or you can still do away with it?
Well, I mean, it ties into Battlestar Galactica in that this is Adama's family and the family and another family that create the actual guy that creates the Cylons.
This
is what it's all about. It's how the Cylons came about. And it's about a very decadent society that let technology go way too far, and they didn't control themselves. And it leads into the Cylon War.
Then this would be a lot of robots, a lot of sci-fi, more robot on robot action.
Well, no, this is actually a lot of live action. I mean, this is not in the Cylons being there yet. I think the premise is that. If I got this right, Adama's dad was a famous lawyer, and he had a daughter that was killed in either a terrorist attack or an accident. And along with this was another famous assigned daughter. They both lost their daughters or children in this attack or accident. And there's some way that they had digitized their personalities, and they were on on the internet, and he found a way to bring them back through robotics or something. So I'm thinking this is how it rolls out. At least that's the brief synopsis that I've read of it on the stuff I've seen.
I haven't read that anywhere. I've been looking for that.
I guess I need to go buy the DVD and just watch it. But it has Eric Stoltz in it and a couple other kind of well-named actors. So,
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Anthony, for the comment. And, yeah, okay, we'll check it out. I want to check it out. Because, Anthony, if you've seen it, I haven't seen it. Personally, I think you should see Battlestar Galactica.
Well, yeah, I think you should see the original episode, the current Battlestar Galactica, and then go watch the original one back from the 70s.
I can't remember that anymore.
I have the whole series here on DVD if you'd like to borrow it and look at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, good. Great. I'll borrow it from you. Awesome. Okay, so, yeah, thank you again, Anthony. Shout out. Okay, next, from our friend, Zach. From Canada. He's commented on episode 260, Candle Truth Changes. He enjoyed this episode, yeah. So this was a fun episode. I'm looking forward to the contest also. I say, also, Nard, what happened to you putting up old Bear podcasts every Wednesday? Will you be doing it again? Well, actually, it's every Thursday, Zach. But, you know, I did that, the old episodes. I was playing all the old, some of the four episodes last December. You know, it was a holiday treat for December. If you guys like it, let me know. I would be adding it to the feed and stuff like that. So it's a matter of re-editing some of the shows just for introduction because, you know, you have to put disclaimers that these are old shows. Because I got comments saying, you better be careful with the dates and everything because in the show, there are events being said that are events from 3 years ago, and you know, so I had to put a disclaimer that this is an old show. This is an old show, so this was from 3 years ago. So the events that we're talking about here would be I don't want to edit it anymore. So just listen to it as you want, okay, or fast forward to it. But anyway, if we get more requests for old episodes, just let us know. Call in 206-222-2327. Let us know if you want to, or you can also email us if you want, if you guys want. So far, we have Zach here. If not, Zach, I have to ask you to go back to the old episodes from 3 years ago. Okay, so moving on. We have another comment on episode 260 with Kendall again. This one is from Rob. He says, "Hey guys, great interview with Kendall. Keep up the good work." Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Yeah. And it's a good episode. Gosh, so many people listening to that show with Kendall.
That's good. Well, Kendall the man.
He's the man. He's actually, I was waiting for him. I was hoping he would be here in Houston for Bear Watch, but he'll be on his tour for his album, Truth Changes. So he's out tour right now with Freddie Freeman. Yeah, so check out bearpalooza.com and kendallshead.com. Check out the schedules. They have their tour schedule with Freddie. And Freddie's helping him out. That's awesome. Okay, let me see. What else? What else do we have? That's it. That's pretty much it, right?
We got to talk a little bit about Bear Watch.
Oh, Bear Watch. I'm looking forward to it because, it's foam party again. Foam party. So it's gonna be May 15 to 17. And if you guys haven't registered yet, if you guys want to come to Texas, come to Galveston, that'd be great. And you can register online now, but the prices are going up. So sorry about that.
Advertising. And if you have registered and you listen to the show and you haven't booked your rooms, go do it. There are only 20 rooms left.
20 rooms
left.
That's
all. So if you haven't booked your rooms, go book it.
Okay. Anything else? So that's about it. Okay. So how about some endings, some shout outs? Do you have any shout outs on your end?
Give a shout out to Jordan for hanging with us.
Oh, Jordan. For hanging with us yesterday. Jordan for hanging out with us. Yeah. He's such a nice guy.
So.
And probably maybe we we could jam or something next time. He says he's a musician. So yeah, it's good to meet Jordan. I didn't get to say goodbye to him yesterday because I was in a hurry. I had to meet a couple of friends and it was almost 6 o'clock. So I had to go. Anyway, some birthday boys.
Jeffrey.
Coming. Okay. Jeffrey from Vermont. Happy birthday. It was his birthday last week.
Yep.
And also Dave. Dave, our friend from bowling. Okay. And Asian friends also. He's a bowling buddy of ours. And happy birthday. It was his birthday last week.
Dr. Poppy had a birthday this weekend.
Dr. Poppy?
Carlos.
Dr. Poppy. Oh, that's right. It's his birthday yesterday.
His birthday was Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Carlos.
And Phil, Lillian Devereaux from Tony's Fire Pocket.
Oh, that's right.
This is his birthday weekend.
I see.
John Rao got a birthday coming up this week on the 7th.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, John. Mm-hmm. And actually, this coming week, this next week is also Eric from San Antonio's birthday. So, Eric, happy birthday. So many people have birthdays in May.
I know.
And, May. So what does that mean? May. So 3 months before May, April,
October,
March. They were conceived in October.
October, yeah. I guess it got cold, got chilly. You know, needed to warm up a little bit. Got a chilly, cold night. Daddy's like, you know, Mom, we need to warm up a little bit. Hit it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I talked to there's a couple other people that do a lot of work in the community. And we were talking this weekend. We're like, you know, all our birthdays are right here within 3 weeks of each other. We just need to do a big birthday party for all of us and do a fundraiser or something. So we might do that next year.
Ah, that's a good idea. So, it's everybody's birthday. Mix it up.
So
we have that a lot in August also. I don't know why. Lots of people, my people I know are also in August. About three or four people.
Well, that's because they're Christmas babies.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the birthday gift. Uh-huh.
You know, went to the office Christmas party, got a little tanked. Daddy got mama home. Nailed it.
Okay.
So. Guy took his girlfriend home. Nailed it. Now I got to get married.
Oh, shotgun wedding. So. That's right. Anyway, okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you guys want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes and call us at
206-222-2327. That's
206-222-2227. Yeah, leave your comments. We'd like to hear from you. Let's play some voicemail. Like last week, we had Donald. It was awesome to hear from Donald. So we'd like to have some voicemails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just ask us a question.
I'll be glad we have our own voicemail show like Slice of Sci-Fi where people just come in and call in and give us cool stuff. So.
Yeah. Or ask us difficult questions. Ask us sex questions or ask us any other sci-fi that you want to talk
or
about.
Ask us sci-fi sex questions, even better.
Yeah, sci-fi sex questions. Okay, go. So also catch us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, where all the links are on the website. Uh-huh. Subscribe at iTunes. And if you have an iPhone, and we have a lot of specific iPhone listeners. So go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone.
Maybe we need to start an iPhone Grindr account.
Yeah, maybe. We can do that probably.
We can do Bear Podcast Chaser, Bear Podcast Bear. And I can handle the Chaser one and you can handle the Bear one.
Awesome. Woof. We can do that. We can filter them out. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening and we will catch you guys next week. Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. What a bear. Woof, what a bear.